Delta State Commissioner for Health, Dr. Modi Onoye, represented by Mrs. Justina Ofoneke Chukwu, said the mandate of the committee was focused on saving youth from drug addiction. Thus, the ministry has embarked on campaigns to enlighten students on the dangers of drug abuse.
If we are able to catch them at that level, then they will not become drug addicts at old age. That is one major thing we are doing.
Dr. Onoye also mentioned that a project to establish a rehabilitation center to treat victims was captured in the Delta State 2020 budget. Meanwhile, Delta State Deputy Commander, National Drug Law Enforcement Agency, Mrs. Enyaite Inam, noted the River Niger provides an easy route for cannabis farmers elsewhere to evacuate the product to Delta State, thereby making the state a storage hub of hard drugs.
They cultivate and they bring into Delta store. From Delta, it is now distributed to other parts of Nigeria.
Mrs. Inam added the lockdown measure against coronavirus has contributed to the rise in drug abuse in the area. Also, a member of Delta State House of Assembly, Mr. Emeka Onyobi, explained some of the steps taken by the state legislature to nip the situation in the bud.
A motion was moved to call on all the relevant agencies to make sure they swing into action to ensure that our people desist from that act.
High point of the event was the formal unveiling of a signpost to admonish residents on the dangers of drug abuse. In Asaba, Orenero Ewere, Radio Nigeria.